Last week, the actors Joaquin Phoenix and Martin Sheen were arrested in Washington, D.C. during a protest march calling attention to climate change. The actors, along with other celebrities, were taking part in a fire drill Friday protest organized by 81-year-old actor Jane Fonda. Fonda is not new to the activism world. For years, she's been using her platform and celebrity status to speak out about certain issues, like in the 1970s when she was arrested for protesting the Vietnam War. But with so many celebrities turning to political activism today, it's sometimes difficult to determine whether they're taking the work seriously or just treating it like the latest trend. Joining me now is Susan Douglas, professor of communication and media at the University of Michigan. Great to have you with us, Susan.
Hi, Tanzina.
We're also joined by Jessica Gross, lead editor of NYT Parenting for the New York Times, who's also written extensively about celebrity activism for the Times. Thanks so much for being with us, Jessica.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start with you. You write, Jessica, that there's been a resurgence in celebrity activism that actually started in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. What happened there?
So it was two things intersecting at once. One was the fall of the studio system in Hollywood. So the studios really kept a tight leash on many actors and prevented them from becoming activists in any profound way. There are some exceptions to that rule. Frank Sinatra was so powerful, he kind of got around it. But in general, it kept celebrities mum. And at the same time, there was the civil rights movement, the war in Vietnam, and a general loss of trust in institutions. And so Americans were looking to celebrities more and had more trust in them because they trusted the government and other institutions less.
And one of the most interesting examples of activism in the 70s was in 1973, when Marlon Brando refused to accept the Oscar for his performance in The Godfather. And instead, Marlon sent Sasheen Littlefeather to the Oscars. And Susan, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I'm going to play a clip of him explaining why he did that.
Since the American Indian hasn't been able to hear his voice heard or have his voice heard anywhere in the history of the United States, I felt that it was a marvelous opportunity for an Indian to be able to voice his opinion to 85 million people. I guess that was the number. And I felt that he had a right to, in view of what Hollywood has done to him.
Susan, tell us about that moment and why it was so important to Brando to do that, but also what effect did that have, if any, on celebrity activism?
You know, I think celebrity activism often coincides with a sense of upheaval or crisis in the culture. And that was certainly the case in 1973. And if you watch that footage of Sasheen Littlefeather accepting and making her statement that Brando was rejecting the award because of the treatment of American Indians in the film industry, at first she's booed. And then you hear this kind of resurgence of applause. And I think that reaction captures so much of how celebrity activism is regarded. You know, on the one hand, oh, they're just entertainers. What can they possibly know about, you know, political, social issues? Stay in your lane. And on the other hand, as Jessica noted, when a decline of trust in institutions is on the rise and celebrities have a very big megaphone, they can bring attention to issues that have otherwise been buried or silenced.
I'm wondering, too, I mean, Jessica, you said that the reason why we saw this happening in the 1970s was because studios started to loosen their grip on talent. We're seeing almost the opposite happening in sports. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that with, I think, really with Colin Kaepernick. Why do you think that that's shifting to sports?
Well, I think if you compare, let's say, the NFL with the NBA, the NBA does give its players a lot more leeway in terms of what they can say, what they can do. I mean, I think it really is dependent. But in general, because athletes are sort of at the mercy and at the leisure of owners, depending on the sport, it is sort of analogous to the studio system.
I want us all to open our hearts for a moment for the people in Australia who are living in an inferno as a result of the climate crisis. People who are losing their homes, who are fleeing their lands.
So, Jessica, Jane Fonda has gone to these Fire Drill Fridays regularly. She's gotten arrested regularly. Jane Fonda is in her 80s. She's been an activist for, like we said, decades. Does it matter what she's doing? Is this stunty or is it significant?
Well, my sense of the public feeling about Jane Fonda is that it's sort of gone up and down. And she's come back in this moment, which is so politically divided, as sort of a heroine for folks on the left. Like they really look up to her for taking a stand, whereas I think in the 80s and 90s, there was more of a sense that she was sort of a joke. And so I think it is somewhat similar to what was going on in the 60s and 70s, where celebrities were penalized less for taking strong stances because it was such a moment of unrest. And I'm thinking a lot about the example of Taylor Swift in 2016, and that was the first time you really saw celebrities getting punished for not taking a stance, for not picking a side. And so I feel like we're in a moment where as long as you're coming out strongly in favor of something, you will have fervent supporters. Whether or not Jane Fonda's specific activism in this moment is making an actual difference, I find hard to quantify.
we're going to talk about what that looks like. And Susan, I want to get your thoughts on this, on the Jane Fonda question as well, because Jane Fonda doesn't have to do this. I mean, most celebrities don't have to do this, right? Especially someone who's already in, you know, doing well. She's, you know, very well off. Like, I mean, is it fair to even critique Jane Fonda for doing what she's doing?
Well, I agree with Jessica that she has become a real heroine, and I would argue that she may be one of the most admired celebrities in her 80s, you know, at this point. And it's precisely because she doesn't have to do it that it matters. And I think celebrity activism has become much more accepted, in part because the stakes are so high right now and division is so great, but also because, you know, over the last 20 years, the lines have gotten increasingly blurred between celebrity culture and regular political culture. And I think that, you know, with politicians becoming celebrities and celebrities becoming politicians, that it's much more acceptable for celebrities to take political stances. And whether she's having an effect or not, you know, it is, of course, hard to quantify. But I think it is very inspiring for people. And it also provides a generational arc between the young people who are demonstrating for climate change and somebody who's in her 80s.
One of the things that when we talk about quantifying the effect that these types of endorsements, if you will, or celebrity activism is having, I think of two things that advertisers often talk about. One is awareness, right? They talk about brand awareness. If I see a commercial for something, am I now aware that that product exists? And the other is actually moving product off the shelves, right? So if I see the ad, am I more likely to go out and buy it? So I guess I'll pose the question to both of you. Are either of those more important when it comes to celebrity activism? Is it more important to increase awareness of an issue, or is it more important to get dollars flowing to whatever, you know, relief effort or nonprofit or NGO might be behind something? Jessica?
I think it depends on the cause. I mean, I would say the majority of things, at the end of the day, it is money that matters, and support for research, support for, you know, more advertising if you're talking about a political candidate, registering people to vote is another thing. So it's like you need actual, you know, movement. But I think about the negative effects of the many anti-vaccination celebrities. And while that has nothing to do with money, that influence of public opinion, which, you know, has demonstrably shifted since many celebrities have come out and talked about it, as obviously it is an effect. It's not an effect that I'm happy about. But I think in general, it is the money, but depending on the cause, shifting public opinion and awareness actually can make a huge difference.
And I guess to sort of round this out, I mean, do celebrities have a responsibility to champion causes? You know, we sort of see them getting involved. Like I'm thinking of Jaden Smith, for example, who every now and then will pop up when it comes to Flint or, you know, Skid Row in L.A. and giving out food or clean water. Those feel a little bit one-off, but Do they even have a responsibility to champion these issues and to raise money? Susan, what do you think?
I think they feel that they do, especially with the rise of income inequality over the last 20 years. People know that these celebrities, many of them, are quite privileged and quite wealthy. And not to be cynical about it, but part of their image, part of their persona, part of their brand, if you will, has to include some kind of charitable work, some kind of donations, and even activism. Now, that doesn't mean they don't care about the particular issues that they back. Many of them do, genuinely. But it also helps their brand, and they feel it's necessary to have that part of their profile of giving money to charitable causes and or social justice activism.
Susan Douglas is a professor of communication and media at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us, Susan.
Thank you for having me.
And Jessica Gross is the lead editor of NYT Parenting for the New York Times. Jessica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.